Last year, voters in the city of SeaTac approved a ballot measure to raise the wage to $15 an hour. But a court later ruled the measure only applied to workers at businesses near SeaTac Airport. The court said jurisdiction over the airport's policies belongs to the Port of Seattle. Well, now Port of Seattle commissioners say they will consider raising wages for some airport workers, people who handle things like cargo and baggage, but not restaurant or retail workers. The co-president of the Port of Seattle Commission, Courtney Gregoire, told KUOW's Lisa Brooks about the plan.
We are focused in this action about the workers that have safety and security jobs at the airport. We were concerned both about the wages and the benefit structures for these employees and really the turnover in these jobs. And so we did several elements in this package. First, we raised the minimum wage, but what we really wanted to do is get all the elements of a quality job. And so what we packaged that we said is you need a minimum compensation package by 2017 of $15.50. In addition, our proposal ensures that these people have paid time off for the first time.
Why not raise wages to $15?
So we really started out this process saying, what is challenging about these jobs? And we wanted to both raise the wages, but really ensure that these folks have access to benefits. And so our goal was make sure that these employees have a much higher standard of living, are able to take care of themselves, and give the flexibility to the employers to determine how they're going to get to that compensation level. So we're getting the $15.50 by 2017. That includes wage, healthcare contribution, and potentially retirement contributions and educational expenses.
You're kind of creating two classes of workers who some are on the path for a higher wage and others are going to have to wait. So what would you say to critics who might say that isn't exactly fair?
First and foremost, this is the first step we're taking because these jobs have safety and security implications. We are absolutely taking a look at our airport retail and dining workers. But I really do think that we have reached a good compromise that can move us forward here. We started out saying we want to understand all the elements of a quality job. And that means raising those wages. That means access to benefits. And what it really hopefully means is future career opportunities. So you'll see this port really focused on what we can do to enable these workers to have a career pathway into a brighter future.
Port of Seattle Commission Co-President Courtney Gregoire talking with KUOW's Lisa Brooks. Yesterday, the Port Commission said it would consider a proposal to raise the pay of some airport workers up to $13 an hour by 2017.